Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the program host, guests and participants, and are not necessarily those of KKRN Community Radio and Acorn Community Enterprises, or the underwriters of this station. Hello, and welcome to KKRN Community Radio's The Eclectic Hour. I'm your host, Craig Boyer. The Eclectic Hour is a show that is sometimes an eclectic mix of music only, and sometimes interviews with music woven in, relating to the subject and to the person being interviewed. Today's show is entitled Christmas and Hanukkah. Some of the songs will be familiar, but a number will not be, or be done by unfamiliar musicians. And that's where community radio really shines. We're just about the only place that gives these artists airplay. So I hope you find some of these songs to be worthy and a surprise. Our first song is by John McCutcheon, a singer-songwriter that I very much admire, and it's called Christmas in the Trenches, and it's about a real event during World War I. And whenever I listen to this Christmas in the Trenches, I'm always quite moved by it.
My name is Francis Tolliver. I come from Liverpool. 2 years ago, the war was waiting for me after school. To Belgium and to Flanders, to Germany to hear. I fought for king and country I loved dear. 'Twas Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were still, no Christmas song was sung. Our families back in England were toasting us that day, their brave and glorious lads so far away. I was lying with my messmate on the cold and rocky ground, when across the lines of battle came a most peculiar sound. Says I, now listen up, me boys, each soldier strained to hear, as one young German voice sang out so clear. He's singing bloody well, you know, my partner says to me. Soon one by one each German voice joined in harmony. The cannons rested silent, and the gas clouds rolled no more, as Christmas brought us respite from the war. As they were finished and a reverent pause was spent, God rest ye merry gentlemen struck up some lads from Kent. Oh, the next they sang was Stille Nacht, 'tis silent night, says I, and in two tongues one song filled up that sky. There's someone coming towards us, the front line sentry cried. All sights were fixed on one lone figure trudging from their side. His truce flag like a Christmas star shone on that plain so bright, as he bravely strode unarmed into the night. Then one by one on either side walked into no man's land. With neither gun nor bayonet we met their hand. We shared some secret brandy and wished each other well, and in a flare-lit soccer game we gave them hell. We traded chocolates, cigarettes, and photographs from home. These sons and fathers far away from families of their own. Young Sanders played his squeeze box and they had a violin. Curious and unlikely band of men. So Soon daylight stole upon us, and France was France once more. With sad farewells we each began to settle back to war. But the question haunted every heart that lived that wondrous night. Whose family have I fixed within my sights? 'Twas Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were warmed as songs of peace were sung. For the walls they'd kept between us to exact the work of war had been crumbled and were gone forevermore. Oh, my name is Francis Tolliver, in Liverpool I dwell. Each Christmas comes since World War I, I've learned its lessons well. But the ones who call the shots won't be among the dead and lame. And on each end of the rifle, we're the same.
Christmas in the Trenches, John McCutcheon. Now we're going to go on to our next song by Martin Keir. He's a young father of three. And I met Martin in October, and I was quite impressed with his dedication to his children. And this song serves to remind us of the commercialism of Christmas, how it's often wasteful and is not particularly good for Mother Earth either. And the song he wrote and sang is called Not in Stores.
Don't call me a consumer, 'cause I know I'm so much more. I got a sense of humor, runs through me from my core. That is my spiritual existence, my conscience and my soul. My intuition's telling me I got to find a worthy in gold and their paychecks, products and credit scores. I'm in pursuit of fulfillment. It's not found in stores. No, 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 it's not in stores. No, 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 it's not in stores. No, 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 it's not in stores. I'm the image of my father, but he don't look like me. Know what we got in common is love and creativity. So don't call me a consumer. Yeah, I got bigger dreams. Your mechanistic worldview has got to fall apart at the seams pretty soon. As we head for the doors of your malls and your outlets, 'cause what we want is not found in stores. No, 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 it's not in stores. No, no. Happiness. I said I don't want more for less. I just want happiness. And you can keep your guarantees, and you buy one get one free. You can keep your guarantees, and you buy one get one free. I said I don't want more for less. I just want happiness. It's not in stores. I just want happiness. And you can keep your guarantees, and you buy one get one free. It's not in stores. No, 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 it's not in store.
Now I want to share with you the empty Christmas box. It was almost Christmas, and a friend of mine found himself amused when Amy, his 5-year-old daughter, told him she wanted to go to her room and give him a special gift and a somewhat expensive gold-colored box he'd been planning to use for his wife. Money was tight, and he hesitated, but reluctantly he let his young daughter take it to her room. She returned with it childishly decorated, and then she placed it under their Christmas tree. The next morning, when Christmas presents were being opened, Amy presented her father with this once pretty golden box that now had childish drawings all over it. However, when he opened the box, he found it was empty. He became upset with Amy, and he scolded her, and he said, "Don't you know that when you give someone a present, there's supposed to be something inside of it?" Amy looked up at her father with tears in her eyes, and she said, "Daddy, it's not empty. I blew kisses in that box before I gave it to you, and they're all for you, Daddy." Amy's father was crushed. He put his arms around Amy, and he asked for her forgiveness. My friend has told me that he's kept that golden box by his bed for many years now. And he said at the times when he's feeling discouraged and unloved, he will open that box for the imaginary kisses and remember the love of the child that put it there. In a very real sense, many of us have been given a golden box filled with love and kisses from those close to us. This package of human love and concern is far more precious than any other Christmas gift we will ever receive. And now it's on to a song by Tisha Nehosa called "In a Christmas Dream."
Christmas dream I see, children's eyes that ask of love from you and me, people being kind to each other, neighbors treating strangers just like brothers. In a Christmas dream voices singing carols sweet and clear, peace on earth, goodwill to men. I'm so glad to hear that song again. Christmas time comes but once a year. Peace on earth, Christmas time is here. Let it be the dream we all can share. In a Christmas dream I hear angels saying, "Brush away the fear. Hope is burning with a steady flame. I'm so hoping your dream is the Christmas dream I hear angels saying, "Brush away the fear. Hope is burning with a steady flame. I'm so hoping your dream is
Now it's on to another song by Tisha Nahosa, and a song called Arbolito. And it's about decorating her Christmas tree each year as she grew up and finally became an adult with kids of her own.
Arbolito, this year I am 7. I have freckles, I would let you have them. There comes Mamacita with ornaments and with lights to dress you. I help her, but she won't let me near the icicles. From the kitchen, cooking las comadres, I smell chocolate, garlic and tamales. Where is my godmother and Santa Claus? No, it's not the presents I want, you know. Yes, it's just the packages to get. Every year leaves its traces of dreams and embraces of Christmases past. Laughter, friends and relations, and then Andy Williams with Noche de Paz. Arbolito, que brilla. Reach to put your star on. What I wish for Christmas this year is a secret. His name is I'm Mama Mita. My sister won't let me have the icicles. Every year leaves its traces of dreams and embraces of Christmases past. Laughter, friends and relations, and then Andy Williams with Noche de Paz. Arbolito, que brillante estás. Arbolito, now I'm 30-something. How familiar is our yearly talking? No, mijita, you put the ornaments. Does it look like Better Homes magazine? Oh, come on now, they're my icicles. Every year leaves its traces of dreams and embraces of Christmases past. Laughter, friends and relations, of course, Andy Williams with Noche de Paz. Arbolito, que brilla. Arbolito, que brillante estás.
Our next songs are O Come All Ye Faithful combined with O Little Town of Bethlehem, and these are done by Kokomo Joe. And that was Kokomo Joe with Come All Ye Faithful in Old Little Town of Bethlehem. And our next song is God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, and it's done by the Chieftains.
God rest you merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. For Jesus Christ our Savior was born upon this day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Now to the Lord sing praise,
You're listening to the Eclectic Hour on KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio with your host, Craig Boyer. We have a studio in Reading as well as our studios around Mountain, and we want you to know that the community support of you, our listeners, is what keeps these programs on the air. If you've not already done so, please consider joining our KKRN family by sending a donation of support to KKRN at Pencils and Paper Ready, P.O. Box 188. Montgomery Creek, California, 96065, or you can find the donate button at our safe and secure website at kkrn.org. And we thank you very much. We're going to resume our show with another song by the Chieftains, and this one is called The Rebel Jesus. Jesus was indeed in rebellion against our worst tendencies, and he would be considered just as radical today among the comfortably self-absorbed. The Rebel Jesus.
Filled with laughter and light, and the music of the season, and the merchants' windows are all bright with the faces of the children and the families hurrying to their homes. As the sky darkens and freezes, we'll be gathering around the hearths and tables, giving thanks for God's graces. And the birth of the rebel Jesus, where they call him by the Prince of Peace, and they call him by the Savior, and they pray to him upon the seas, and in every bold endeavor, as they fill his churches with their pride and gold, and their faith in him increases. But they've turned the nature that I worship in from a temple to a robber's den. In the words of the rebel Jesus, and we guard our fine possessions. And once a year when Christmas comes, we give to our relations. And perhaps we give a little to the poor if the generosity should seize us. But if any one of us should interfere in the business of why they are poor, get the same as forever, Jesus. But please forgive me if I seem to take the tone of judgment, for I've no wish to come between this day and your enjoyment. In this life of hardship and of earthly toil, we have need for anything that frees us. So I bid you and I bid you cheer from a heathen and a pagan. On the side of the rebel Jesus.
And now our next song is by Dar Williams, and it's called The Christians and the Pagans. And it cleverly acknowledges that we no longer burn non-believers at the stake, just our pumpkin pies and such, the Christians and the Pagans.
Amber called your uncle, said we're up here for the holiday. Jane and I were having solstice, now we need a place to stay. And her Christ-loving uncle watched his wife hang Mary on a tree. He watched his son hang candy canes all made with red dye number three. He told his niece, it's Christmas Eve, I know our life is not your style. She said, Christmas is like solstice and we miss you and it's been a while. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground the best that they were able. Just before the meal was served, hands were held and prayers were said, sending hope for peace on earth to all their gods and goddesses. The food was great, the tree plugged in, the meal had gone without a hitch, till Timmy turned to Amber and said, is it true that you're a witch? His mom jumped up and said, the pies are burning, and she hit the kitchen, and it was Jane who spoke. She said, it's true, your cousin's not a Christian. But we love trees, we love the snow, the friends we have, the world we share, and you find magic from your God, and we find magic everywhere. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Now where does magic come from? I think magic's in the learning, 'cause now when Christians sit with pagans, only pumpkin pies are burning. Tried to do the dishes, her aunt said, really, no, don't bother. Amber's uncle saw how Amber looked like him and like her father. He thought about his brother, how they hadn't spoken in a year. He thought he'd call him up and say, it's Christmas and your daughter's here. He thought of father's sons and brothers, saw his own son tug his sleeve, saying, can I be a pagan? Dad said, we'll discuss it when they leave. So the Christians and the pagans sat together at the table, finding faith and common ground, the best that they were able. Lighting trees in darkness, learning new ways from the old, and making sense of history and drawing warmth out of the cold.
The Christians and the Pagans by Dar Williams. And our next song is by John McCutcheon. John McCutcheon again, one of my favorites. And this song is called The Children of Abraham.
And once again, we gather here As the night grows long, deep in the year, it is a season of light, of prayer and fasting, and the endless longing for love everlasting. All the children of Abraham, all the children of Abraham. And we are Isaac on the mountaintop. By the hand of God, may the killing stop. Faith without measure, hope without end, but it is love will make the nations bend. All the children of Abraham, all the children of Abraham, all the children of Abraham, all the children of Abraham. And he said there is but one. And he said there is but one. His name is Allah. His name is Yahweh. His name is Jesus. His name is God. All the children of Abraham. This dark December, as we look onward, let us remember we share this history, we share this place, we share this moment, we ask for grace. All the children of Abraham, all the children of Abraham, all the children of Abraham, all the children of Abraham. Said we are but one. Can we know we are but one? And we are Muslims, we are Jew, we are Christian, we are just me and you. All the children of Abraham, all the children of Abraham, all the children.
Now it's on to a song by Chuck Brodsky, and it's called On Christmas, I Got Nothing.
My family never roasted chestnuts on an open fire. We never went around the neighborhood singing carols with the choir. Never went to midnight mass or sat on cold hard pews. My family, we had different views. Well, I never had to be good, just for goodness sake. And on Christmas Eve, I did not try to keep myself awake. Listening for sleigh bells and looking for a mouse. Santa always skipped over our house. Jimmy got a train set with a shiny new caboose. Billy an erector set with nuts and bolts and screws. Tammy got a kit for making cheese fondues. But on Christmas, I got nothing, 'cause we were Jews. Well, I never put up trimmings, 'cause I never had a tree. I would not know a mistletoe from a torpedo's knee. Never sat on Santa's lap, but hey, if Jesus was a Jew, when they make Santa be one too. I used to hate when it was cold enough for Christmas to be white. Never hung a wreath of holly, never strung the arbor lights. So the houses look so pretty, but the electricity they must have used. Now we lit candles, 'cause we were Jews. Annie got a bright red pair of kangaroo shoes. Kathy got some soaps and an assortment of shampoos. Even Buffy's dingo got some brand new rawhide chews. But on Christmas, I got nothing, 'cause we were Jews. Well, sometimes we eat chicken, sometimes we eat lamb, sometimes we eat corned beef, but we never had a ham. Never did like eggnog or those wine and cider brews. We drank Manischewitz, ugh, 'cause we were Jews. Jenny got a bike, she had to wait till spring to use. Tommy from across the street, he got his front tooth. Joshua got a horn so he could learn to play the blues. Horns, boy, I already had some.
Now we're going to listen to Theodore Baikel with Al Hanisim, as the Hanukkah story is explained.
But when Judah and his followers triumphantly re-entered the temple in Jerusalem, they discovered with horror that the menorah, the magnificent candelabrum which burned in the temple, could not be relit for want of pure olive oil. All of the seals on the pitchers of oil, testifying to their ritual purity, had been broken by the soldiers of Antiochus, defiling their contents, and enough oil remained for but one day. Miraculously, however, that little bit of oil burned continuously for 8 days.
The next song is Yon Tef Kinder with Theodore Baikel and the Western Choral Ensemble.
Over the centuries, many people have tried to understand the key to Jewish survival. And some wise people have suggested that the most important weapon employed in this epic struggle to survive has been laughter. Even under the most dire of circumstances, Jews have never lost the capacity to laugh and to celebrate, especially with family members, and most especially with children.
We come to you, children, with greetings heartfelt,
a dreidel,
a candle,
and Hanukkah gelt.
A dreidel, a candle, and Hanukkah gelt.
I am a dreidel,
I lose and I win, with a nun and a gimel, a hay and a shin.
With a nun and a gimel, a hay and a shin.
Can keep me today, but tomorrow to poor friends, please give me away. But tomorrow to poor friends, please give me away.
We come to you, children, with greetings heartfelt.
A dreidel,
a candle,
and Hanukkah gelt.
A dreidel, a candle, and Hanukkah gelt.
And our next song is going to be by Tish Hinojosa, and it's called Hanukia, and Tish is doing this Hanukkah song in Spanish. Hanukia by Tish Hinojosa. Our next song is called We Are All One People, and it's by Freebo, And Freebo said that he wrote this song with a group of children. They were refugees, and they were in Germany, and he was meeting with them, and they didn't really speak the same language, but he managed to put together and train them, and they do a beautiful job. We Are All One People by Freebo.
You and I are both the same. We are all one people. Open hearts and open minds. We want to be peaceful. We all live in one big world, all the boys and all the girls. You and I are both the same. We are all one people. I am you and you are me. We are all each other. All the young and all the old. You are all my brother. We all live in one big land. We all play in one big band. All the children holding hands. We are all one people.
It's on to Merle Haggard's song, If We Make It Through December. I remember I had moved to Reading, 25, 26 years ago, and was unemployed, looking for work. And I was at the Mervyn's. It was a slim Christmas, but I was at the Mervyn's and listening on my car radio, and I heard If We Make It Through December. And that's kind of how I felt. And then when I did enter Mervyn's, lo and behold, Merle Haggard was there at the counter getting something for Christmas, I assume. And I was quite surprised to see him there in the flesh. And that was, you know, quite a memory. If We Make It Through December by Merle Haggard.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. Got laid off down at the factory. and their timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard. Wanted Christmas to be right for Daddy's girl. I don't mean to hate December. It's meant to be the happy time of year. And my little girl don't understand why Daddy can't afford no Christmas here. If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
I hope you've enjoyed this eclectic hour of Christmas music and Hanukkah songs by uncommon musicians. I want to thank you for lending us your ears and for listening to and supporting KKRN Community Radio. And I'm going to go out with a song called Memorabilia, and it's from Tisha Nahosa's Christmas album. It's instrumental, and I hope you enjoy it. Look forward to sharing some more music with you next week. Thank you.